you saw yourselves for the first time in it?
It was interesting because it was a lot better than I thought it would be. Really crisp and clear. And I've been here before and I've never heard the story of what happened here summed up quite so well as that video. It's quite a succinct and easy way of understanding. And I think it really gives you a good idea of the impact that Bexley Park had on the war.
I've been here on a visit to the newly refurbished Hut 6 and Hut 3, and I think they're superb. They really captured the atmosphere. You walk from room to room in the same dim light that they had to work from. You must remember everybody smoked, and the windows didn't open because it had the blast walls, and so it must have been a fug. I think the reproduction of it is nothing short of brilliant. I went into the mansion, the offices, so again, the only word I can think of is atmospheric. They recapture the period. Everything seems to be of my days in the outfit. So I think all in all, full marks to Bletchley Park.
How does it feel to see yourself?
It's so brilliant. And when we were doing it, it was so atmospheric. To be here with the doors shut, it was magical, and I'm glad it's translated to screen. My dad, when we told him we were coming today and we were bringing the children, and sort of said, oh, I don't think there's going to be an awful lot to interest them. And I sort of said, well, I think you might be surprised. They really do get a taste of it. So I've given them a very basic outline of what went on. But this just, it brings it to life, and it really is something pretty special.
Today signifies the ability to see real tangible difference on site of lots of things that very much go unnoticed. Great services, great car parking, a great way to come into the park, a real statement. And I think for the first time we've got a real start to the Bletchley Park experience when you arrive here. And the atmosphere you get when you stand in here today fulfills all of the many years of planning and sitting around tables and gaining funding and things like that.
Does it feel like job done, or do you feel like this is a beginning?
There is a job done in the form of people can see there is a tangible move forward now with a real solid commitment that to Bletchley Park will be here forever to be able to tell the stories. But it is only the start of that journey. That journey which has got many more stories to tell yet, many more areas to renovate. But we've very much put a very strong marker in the ground today, whereby we've got the start of the next phase of process underway.
What do you think?
It's amazing. It is really amazing. It just completely blew me away. It's the small touches, it's the display cases, like the diamonds, and like invitations to come to Bletchley. It's all those small details that when you get surrounded by the big picture that get missed, that get forgotten, that get fallen through the cracks, and that I think is done to perfection. I especially love the sign for the stations, and then turn around and it's like a carriage, you stood on the station. It's just those little things. And then of course there's the interactive tables, which are just going to be fabulous for the kids. Seeing how the Enigma works that way, it's going to make so much sense to people. And then you can listen to a message, and then you can go on the Typex, and then you can do a translation, and it's all there in front of you on the screen. And it just adds that interactive thing that's been kind of missing. And seeing the huts for the first time, having peered through the windows and seeing dilapidated, fallen through floors, and just being able to go in there and wander around the corridors. As a researcher, what I wanted to do is look through people's eyes, and I think that's what we're getting to now, and that's amazing. I think it's brilliant, and I recommend everybody come and have a look at it.
Betty, what do you think of what you've seen today?
I'm absolutely amazed. I've had to cast my mind back 73 years, and I do feel very much that all the alterations have given the atmosphere that I remember.
Give me some idea of the scale of the difference of what you would have seen if you'd come last week and what you've seen this week.
Certainly an amazing amount.
And you've been visiting Bletchley Park for a number of years.
I have indeed, yes.
So you've seen it change quite a lot.
Oh, I have, right from the time when it was a total shambles. And now it's back to what I would suggest is normal.
When you went into the huts, can you describe what that felt like?
Yes, I must be honest that I didn't ever work in a hut. I was fortunate to be in the mansion. But I had friends who were in the huts, and they told me about the rather primitive living conditions, and I can see that that has all been put back to how it was. And I would suggest that the members of the public are going to get a very true image of how things were.
In Buckinghamshire, offices are closed down. Papers burned. Machines dismantled. The group of people that no one knows about or has even heard of quietly disperses. Unnamed, uncelebrated. But they have won their own war. The Code War. This is Bletchley Park. It happened here.